Yeah, this is Bowen's just a work in jail where you have to work, but if you don't work, you go to the slot all day. Yeah, get rid of you to another jail. But yeah, you work in powder coating, welding,
nuts and bolts.
Or you can get a job in the unit or the gardening and things like that. But
do you decide that detailed, or does the
No, you just, you know, I mean, you can fill in forms. I think the governor or whatever just decides where you go to work and that, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But mostly, majority of the time, you go to the factories and do nuts and bolts first, and if you behave yourself, you can
move on
to another level, And, your pay rises, I don't know if they still do, but your pay rises to increase and decrease, by, you know what I mean? But, yeah.
And does that go all on like a record? So then when you get out, you got something to show when you're trying to go for a job outside? You say, look, I was doing this work in here.
Yeah, no, it does. It shows you comes up on your file if you get applying for a parole and all that sort of stuff. So it looks good that you've been keeping busy. They always ask you what you've been doing with your time. So if you're working, it's good. It's keeps you busy as well. Your time goes by. So it does look good, yeah. It's good. It's a good thing to do as well.
Are you allowed to talk,
Talk at work?
What sort of money you'll walk out with at the end of, let's say, I don't know, a 5-year stretch? What are you sort of looking at?
How much do you reckon you have? Probably 1,000?
About
a grand. I think it's like 250 a year and you'll be withheld, I think.
Yeah, okay. I think the women were telling me yesterday they get $5 a week put away to be withheld for when they get released.
I've done nearly 11 years. I've got just under $2,000, in my withheld, and hopefully I'll go home in a couple more months.